We're discussing the meat of Kinah. Maybe we'll try to wrap it up today. We spoke about jealousy of people's materialistic wealth, jealousy of anything that's given from Hashem. We're jealous of someone's money, we're jealous of someone's whatever it is, and someone's status. So we said, first of all, a person has to work on himself not to compare. The underlying flaw of jealousy is a person's comparing. He has more than me, it's not fair. So the whole idea of comparing from yourself to someone else, a person has to root that attitude out of himself and realize himself, what am I comparing? If I have enough, am I happy with what I have, or am I not happy with what I have? Why does my happiness measure according to what someone else has? What would I want everyone else around me to lose? Would I want the person around, people around me to lose their money, so I should feel better? What exactly do I want? A person has to focus on himself. That's bechlal. The most important thing in life is the person learns how to focus on himself, not to focus on everyone else around them, unless he's trying to help them. But otherwise, not comparing to other people. And a person has to work on himself to appreciate what he has and to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has a difficult situation, a person has to work on an emunah in Hashem, that whatever Hashem gives me is what Hashem knows is best for me. And whatever Hashem gives him is best for him. And in lying and jealousy is a tain on the Kadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem, why, you know, it's not fair, why does he have more than me? That's a tain on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it's not fair, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? Yeah. Another helpful idea would be to consider, you know, there are people that have much less than you. And Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy with what I have and I'm thankful for that. I'd like to speak today about Kinasai from Tar B'Chachma, that the jealousy, I think, is most difficult for, at least for myself, and most difficult for people that are B'nai Aliyah, people that are trying to grow. So they're jealous of other people's growing in Avodas Hashem, in the service of Hashem. And people, you know, legitimize this jealousy. Chazal tells us, a person is jealous, jealousy of Seifrim, jealousy of Talmidei Chacham, increases Chacham, increases wisdom. It can't be that that's what Chazal intended. If we see someone else learning more, someone doing more than us, that we should be, jealousy is a good thing. Because L'maisa, one has to know on himself, you know, I know when I was a bacher, that's really when there was kind of cipher and there's a competition. So Lamaisa, I could recall and we know that it doesn't seem to benefit us when we start being jealous of other people's growing and of other people's learning. Usually it gives us feelings of despair, it makes us feel incompetent, it makes us feel bad, makes us give up. Not very often do these feelings of kina increase chachma. And Chazal tell us, "Kina seifim tar b'chachma." So what's the pshat in that? How do we reconcile these two things? So I think the answer is pashut. First, let's first like this. We spoke it yesterday. First, you have to chop. What are you jealous of? What are you jealous of the person when you see someone else growing, you see someone else dying? First of all, if it's natural ability. The person has a good head, the person's very smart and learns and is able to accomplish a lot of learning in a short time, and for you it's more difficult. So that a person logically should realize that's not a jealousy of his Avodas Hashem, because you know, we all know that Hashem wants us to work, Hashem wants us to learn, Hashem is not going to reward us in Olam Haba based on how much Torah we know, as opposed to how much effort we put in to acquire the Torah that we know. If a genius comes to Shemayim, you know, knowing Shas, it's It's not worth very much if it didn't take him much to get there. Hashem wants us, our amelus. I heard the Stipler used to quote Medrash, or there's a Chazal that say that when a person goes to Shemayim, they're going to give him Taira according to how much effort he put in. So you might have one person coming to Shemayim who knew very little, and he's going to be this massive Talmud Chacham, because according to his amelus, Hashem is going to bless him with the knowledge of Taira, and some tremendous Talmud Chacham who put in very little effort in Shemayim, he might be an Am Haaretz. The Taira, the Talmud Chacham in Shemayim, is going to be determined by the amelus put in this world, not by how much he actually acquired in this world. So that's Pasha. A person should realize when he's comparing to someone else, am I really jealous of his Avedis Hashem? Probably not, if it's a natural ability. I'm probably jealous of his honor, I'm jealous of he gets more respect than I do, everyone goes to him to ask him questions. I'm jealous of the covet he gets, I'm not really jealous of the ruchnias. It's not even in the ballpark of kinah seifrim, it's not a jealousy of ruchnias. I'm jealous of his covet, which is gashmias. But better yet, let's say I'm a real ernst person, I'm smarter than that to succumb to such a silly jealousy of a person's natural brains. Let's say even worse. I'm jealous, chas v'shalom, I'm not jealous of him because he's smarter than me. I know I'm just as smart as him. That's not the problem. The problem is he works harder than me. He puts in more effort than I do. I could also put in more effort. If I would put in more effort, I would also accomplish what he accomplishes. I really have a real jealousy of his avodas Hashem, of his amelus, that he works so hard to serve Hashem. I see someone davening. He davens with such kavana. And it eats me up inside. Look how he davens, look at that chuckle. His hands are on his ears and he's shuckling along Shemoneh Esrei, and it just kills me. Ugh, I can't concentrate, it was spaced out. It's not a natural ability, right? I mean, the person worked on himself, he davens. So this type of kinnah could really eat at a person. And this is not what Chazal meant kinnah say from Tar B'Chachma. The Raya, it's not Mar B'Chachma. So I think we have to ask ourselves, first of all, we'll start from this, let's say the person would stop davening with such kavana. He would stop saying, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. It drives you crazy. Let's say I have that kinna. So would I be happy if the person, let's say, you know, I saw the person kind of spacing out the other day. So I'm looking to the park. You know, this masmid, you know, I'll give you a mushal. And I remember this, it was a Shiva Bacher learning in Beis Medrash Friday afternoons, you know, me and my close friend. So we're the only two people in the Beis Medrash. And I was struggling to learn, I was tired. Maybe I would have rather been playing ball, and I'm starting to learn, and I hear my friend saying, "Oh, Yom Rava, Rava said, oh, hey, look at Gemara, it's a Gishmak, and a bite." And I start eating me up inside. Yeah. And then I hear someone come in. And then I hear someone come into the room. You know, I'm listening, what's going on. Someone comes in the room and says, "Shmero, well, we need you for the 10th Ming. Come on, you want to play some basketball?" Oh, please. Let him go. No, I'm sorry. I want to learn. Oh, shoot. Kinna seifrim? This is a kin of a cipher? Do we really want what the other person has? Or maybe it would be quite enough if the person would just lose his touch. The person would lose his madrega, lose his dishtagin. If I could just feel at peace with myself. What's up, Shah? What's up, Shah? Because it's, why if it's a kinah seifrim, it's a heliga kinah, it's a kinah ruchnias. So why would I want the other person to stop? I want the other person to learn a little less. That would make me happier. We're all trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the answer is that the real answer is we're not really jealous of his avodas Hashem. It's just fooling ourselves. We're not really jealous of avodas Hashem. What we're really jealous is of the fact that you feel that he's better than you. And this is the worst kind of possible. You feel that someone else is better than you. When you feel someone else is better than you, that kills you. If this is not only something that's relevant to Avodas Hashem, for us, Baruch Hashem, it is. If we would be ball players, if we would be working our hardest to be the best ball player possible, and our friend, you know, goes out there and has a great game, and we shoot 1 for 13, we'd also be jealous. We'd also be jealous of it. We're jealous that we feel that someone else is better than us. We feel hurt that we're less than somebody else. Happens to be because we're Bnei Torah, because we're Chashav Yidin. So we know what makes someone important, what makes someone chashev. What makes someone chashev is how much he learns, this is how much he does, how well he davens. We measure our person's value, we measure our values, hopefully, based on our avodas Hashem, based on how we serve Hashem. That's how we base our own personal value, our own personal self-worth. Now I see someone else learning, and I'm not learning the same way, I'm not learning with the same effort, or someone's davening, I feel he davens better than me. So the kin is that he's better than me. Ugh, I'm worthless. I'm a piece of garbage. Look how good he is. Look how much effort he puts in. What am I? That's not jealousy of ruchnius. It's a jealousy of the gashmius. It's jealousy of the self-worth, of feeling good about oneself. I want to feel good about myself. When someone else next to me is doubting better than me, I can't feel good about myself.
Why is that gashmius though? If you said to yourself that if we decide the self-worth based on Avodas Hashem, and we think somebody else is better than us, that's a valid ruchnius to kind of...
Bottom line, it has to do with self-worth. Where that self-worth came from, yes, it came from aspects of ruchnius. But it's really that comes down to an issue of feeling of self-worth.
You can't compare that to material possessions. Why shouldn't somebody legitimately feel like he's better than me? Because he's better in Avodas Hashem. So in Ruchnius, he's shy more than me.
You could feel that. But let's work it out. But if this is the kinna, if you have this kinna, it will hurt you. It will not be tar b'cha. What's the eitzah? What does a person have to do? What a person has to do is flip this around. You have to do two things, and let me show you what happens. First of all, don't compare yourself to somebody else. First of all, don't compare yourself to someone else. Your self-worth has nothing to do with him. He's davening, he's learning, it's beautiful. He's studying, it's beautiful. It has nothing to do with your self-worth, Aleph. And Beis is a person that has to recognize his own chashivas. If a person would feel chashiv about himself, again, working within yourself, you have a person who works himself that he feels chashiv. He tells himself, he treats himself, talks himself nicely, he treats himself, he values himself. The person doesn't have, is insecure, is lacking confidence, he has to work on it. Person, first of all, focuses on himself and appreciates the good things he does, and he feels worth, he feels self-worth. When he sees someone else doing something good, what he's got to be able to do, and it's the exact opposite of this kinna, and that's the cure, is turn it around and say, look what that person's doing. It's gevaldik that he's learning. It's gevaldik that he's learning so well. It's gevaldik that he's learning so well. I also want to learn so well. It's gevaldik he's down with kavara. I also want to do that. I'm telling you, this is Badr Kamenusa. I had a amazing thing. I'll go explain it. There was a bacher in yeshiva that he dove in the crazy shmanesres. I mean, hour-long shmanesres. His hands over his ears, shuckling with such intensity. And it would eat me apart. I couldn't even look at him. I couldn't even look at the guy diving. It teared me up so much. What teared me up so much? Teared me up so much because, look how chashav he is. What am I worth? It ate me apart. So I had this mayrdik trick. I forced myself to look at him and stare at him while he was davening. And I said out loud, you know, to myself, I just did not disregard the fact that I had feelings of hurt inside, but I said, wow, look how beautiful it is the way he davens. No, I also could improve on my kavana. What I'm saying is, first of all, we're not putting him down. Baruch Hashem, he davens away. This is what Hashem wants. I'm a chashav human being. I'm a very chashav person. I'm gevaldik. He's davening so nicely. What does that have to do with me? He's davening beautifully. I want to learn from him, and I also want to improve my davening. Kina Saif from Tayyar Chachma is when the person is able to separate himself to some point where he's not being crushed, where that person's chashav, and I envy him. I also want to shtag like him. When I see someone do a tremendous chesed, or I see someone do something that I don't do. So if you get all beaten up inside, what am I worth? Then it's a disaster. It's kinas, it's not kinas seifen. It's kinas anoshim. It's regular jealousy, regular human being jealousy. Plain, simple jealousy. But if a person can watch someone else do a chesed and say, it's gevaldig what he's doing. It's beautiful what he's doing. I'm not holding there yet. It's something to learn from, not something to copy. We don't copy people. That's the whole big mistake that goes on in the world. That comes from jealousy. Copy. He does this, do this. It's disastrous. Copying people. You don't copy. You learn from people. He does something beautiful, accept it. Recognize it. He did something beautiful. Many people, by the way, who have problems with jealousy are out knocking people because they can't do this. So therefore, the only other thing to do is pop his head down. Push him down because it keeps you up. Don't push him down. Accept it in your own mind, in your own heart. He's doing a beautiful thing. It's beautiful, it's wonderful. Yes, you have pain inside. But if you're able to see the MS and see it's beautiful, it's wonderful what he's doing, and I can learn from it. So kina say from Tayyar Chachma. So I can't, by the way, if a person works himself to do this, if a person works himself to do it, it takes a little bit of thought and a little bit of work, but a person works himself to do it, Mimela, the jealousy also comes down. Because what's jealousy? Jealousy is, I can't stand that he has more than me. I can't take it. I wish he would stop davening like such a mishagana. Can't deal with it anymore. I wish he would stop learning such a smother. Oh, I wish he would just stop it already. Can't deal with it. But when you come to the terms with the fact, he's you, I am myself, I am chashiv, he is chashiv, it's gevaldik what he's doing, it's beautiful what he's doing, and I want to learn from this, it's something to learn from, then Mimela, it increases my Mimela's Tayyar Chachma. Mimela, I'll also learn better because I see someone else is learning, I also want to learn from him. He's davening, I want to improve my Tayyar. Now I'm going to daven like a Meshuggah. I'm just going to daven a little better because I see him doing it. And Mimela, their jealousy goes, there's no jealousy anymore. Because jealousy is, I don't want him to have it. But now I want him to have it. I'm so, I wish he continues to daven with such kavanah. I wish he just continues to be such a master. Because if you take that away from me, I'm going to lose. If you take away that master now, if you take him away and he becomes less of a master, I'm going to become less of a master. If he stops davening with less kavanah, I'm going to daven with less kavanah. So I want him to shtag. I want him to grow. Because it's all my game. It's all my game. Chazal tell us, the Chazal say that there's only two people that a person's never jealous of. A person does not have any jealousy of. A child and a Talmud. Chazal say. A child and a Talmud a person does not have jealousy of. What's a Pshah and Chazal? I think the Pshah and the Chazal is not just because of the love a father has for a child, or a love the father has for a Rebbe. Brothers also have tremendous love. But the Pshah is, when my child shtags, I know that that's all my schus. I brought him into this world. Whether it's all because of me, probably not. But any schuz, any mitzvah my child does is my mitzvah. Anything my Talmud does is my schuz. I want to take that away from him. I hope he becomes greater than me. Because it's all my schuz. It's all something I get from. When a person realizes that when the people around him shtag, and a person is able to use it and say, it's gevaldik what he's doing. I'm also gevaldik, but it's gevaldik what he's doing. There's something to learn from here. So now, I'm gaining. Mimela, there's nothing, I don't want to take it away from him. The jealousy goes down. I don't want him to stop that. I don't want him to stop learning. I want him to go better and better, better, better. You're helping me grow. You're helping me shine. That's kinasai from Tayyar Chachma. That's kinasai from Tayyar Chachma. I'm jealous of the ruchnias. I want to daven better. This is only possible if a person's able to work on himself. That he doesn't get crushed. He doesn't get all... I'll give you a mashal. It's a good mashal, but I know there's a... Sometimes people give a... And on the mirror, Rabbi Yaakov Asher Katz, he gives a very shtark of fiery Musar Shmuz. You have to do very shtark. And there are only two ways to deal with it if you want to be able to go to such a Shmuz. When you hear a real shtark Shmuz, there's only two ways to go. Some people naturally, I have that susceptibility, naturally, I'm nothing, Because the whole shmuz is about asmad, about not wasting a second. You're walking the streets thinking, learning, and then you start thinking to yourself, oh, I don't do it. I'm a piece of garbage. And the whole shmuz is a bracha vatel. That's why I wouldn't give such shmuzim, you know, because usually a lot of people are going to walk out feeling it's a bracha in the press, you know. So yeah. So we talk in nicer ways. We have to work on ourselves. We're doing great. But if you're a shtaker shmuz, real fiery shmuz, so a lot of people, it doesn't help them grow. They get depressed. And by the way, they don't end up becoming bigger masmim because they're too busy getting depressed after the shmuz. But a person hears a shmuz about hasmada. This worked for me when I hear such shmuzim. Here's shmuzim. And I don't think about myself. I don't start analyzing myself. Okay, oh, I'm not a masmid. Oh, I'm worth. I don't start thinking about myself, about how great I am. About how not good I am. I'm hearing a shmuz about hasmada. And I just think, oh, we have to, come on, shtar, let's go, come on. We have to learn shtar, we'll learn better. And stop thinking about what I'm not doing. Think about what I could do. Oh, yeah, okay, we have to learn more. It's geshmak. It can become tamid chum. If we put it in a positive way, then the shmuz is gevaldik. When a person sees someone shtagging, there are two ways to go about it. One's a disaster, one's called kina, and one's gevaldik. Kina seifrim, it's unbelievable, it's a madrega. Where a person, and this is a secret for life, where a person sees someone doing something wonderful, first of all, catch yourself. You have to do a lot of talking to myself, a lot of thinking to myself. Yeah, you have to, Baruch Hashem, this Mahalich, you know, has worked for me. You know, it really works. If a person can develop a Mahalich in anything, and he just learns how to attack it, learns how to figure it out. See someone doing something gevaldik, don't start, oh, no, I'm not, what does it have to do with me? I'm who I am before I saw the person do it, after the person did it, nothing changed about me. Yet. Now I see someone do something gevaldik, Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful what he's doing. Okay, fine, you feel a tinge of pain. But that's not the focus here. Baruch Hashem, he's doing gevaldik. Baruch Hashem, there's something to learn from. I also want to do more chesed. I also want to learn with greater hasmada. I also want to dive with more kavana. Not to get all sabrachim and this. That's not tar b'chachma. It cannot be what Chazal meant, because just proven disaster and yeshivas. It kills Bachram, it can kill married people. It kills people walking around, I'm a garnish, he's doing... That's another shmuz, Meretz Hashem, for coming soon. We'll work on self-worth, on feeling good about yourself. But a person has to learn to feel good about himself and not to let someone else's growing be something that he sees as an attack at him, that, I'm nothing, he's so good. There's nothing to do with you. You're good, you're wonderful, you're a great guy. He's doing something wonderful. Accept it, appreciate it, overcome that pettiness, and now, I have something to learn from. This is great for me. A person could do this, the mamash can destroy jealousy. It's not, I'm better than him. You know, the Ramban says it's something to, it's difficult, Ramban, to understand. I can't say I understand it. But the Ramban says that in Yaris Ramban, that every person, you should look at everybody as greater than you. A person could feel wonderful about himself without being better than everybody. Because life is not a contest. I'm better, who's better, and he's better. The whole concept of thinking in terms of who's better is a terrible mistake. If you go around your whole life, am I better? No, I'm better than him, I'm better than him. Well, I'm the 80th percentile of the yeshiva. If you walk around with such an attitude in life, you're a walking disaster. Because unless you're at the top, or you think you're at the top, so you'll survive. But it's a disaster approach to life. I'm compared to him. Stop comparing. Work with yourself. Am I growing? Am I doing my best? Am I acting correctly? Stop. Don't compare to other people. You don't know everyone else's. You don't know what anyone else's sign is. We don't know. We don't know. Arna's sign is a different person's sign. For him, it might be easier to learn. Maybe not be easier to learn. I don't think the attitude is to walk around saying, oh, it's easier for him to be a masmid. It's easier for him to daven with kavana. It's not true. But bottom line, we have to know, we don't know what our sign is, we don't know what his sign is. There's no reason to compare. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge each and every one of us according to what we could have done. Many people walk around trying to copy and trying to imitate. They don't realize that they're doing wonderful things with their own life. They don't realize that their nesayin is, that's not their tachlis. It's not their tafkid in life. L'mashal, you know. Imagine you have a person that has a, imagine a person, Rachman Al-Tan, had a sick parent. And the person the whole day and night was taking care of this parent. Yeah. He sees other people around him, learning and steiging and doing chesed. Oh, so jealous. So jealous. So maybe I should cut down on maybe I'll cut down. I have to learn more. I have to do more chesed. It's foolishness. Chav, what your job in life is, when a person has to take care of a sick parent, he understands or has to understand that he's doing such a great thing by taking care of his parent. When a person takes care of his wife, takes care of his parents, takes care of his children, he has to chav that's a great thing. Greatness is not according to what it looks, this, that, who's more popular, who looks better. That's all sheker. It's all falseness. Don't compare yourself to other people. You do your job. Your job is to do according to what you see you have to do. You know, you weren't necessarily given his talents. You weren't necessarily given his goal. You know, everyone's copying each other. And why do you think Hashem made all these different people with different faces? Because every one of us has a different plan. Everyone else has a different game plan for their life. You were put in your situation, your family, your brains to accomplish according to your talents. If you try copying other people and saying, oh, he does that, I'm going to do that too, then you're not, Hashem made him to do that. Hashem didn't need you to do that. That's his goal, his plan. You should learn from other people. He's doing chesed, I'll also learn in chesed, according to what I perceive as chesed, according to what I, my obligations of chesed. He davens, I'm going to work on my davening, not copying. For him, a long Shemoneh Esrei is good. For you, maybe a short Shemoneh Esrei is better. You space out when you don't understand. Maybe he's spacing out too for all of us. But don't compare yourself to other people. It's such an unhealthiness to always be comparing. You'll kill your children also in the process. You know, parents are watching their children to compare it to, you know, and they're dumb enough. The children sense it. Look at your child's your child. There's no other children in the world. Let your child grow according to the way your child is. Stop comparing to other people. Smartest, not smartest in the class, who's smartest, and if all the kids in the class were dumb and your child would be the smartest, wonderful. Who cares what's going on around? Try to focus internally, focus on what's in front of you. So that's a tremendous gift in life. Focus on yourself on what's and not to get so confused and get so hurt by watching what's around you. We'll just tie it up. And so I want to start Kavod next week. Since we know jealousy hurts, we don't have to give a shmooze about it. We know jealousy hurts, so Stam just want to point out that we have to be very careful not to cause other people jealousy. And the Nesach Svar, the Davin, Shalaitala Kinas Achir Malai, that other people shouldn't be jealous of us. Many people are so dumb. You see, many people are so dumb in this area. They cause jealousy upon themselves. I try, if I like to brag about my kids, and we all do. If I try to brag about my kids, I try to keep it, I try to stick more to Bachar. I figure they're not going to be jealous, they don't have any kids. But I've had it myself, I just know, we're human beings. Someone comes over to you, you know, I've had people come over to you, my kid's, you know, 2 months old, he's a genius, he's looking around, and they don't realize, you know, it's a very good assessment. They don't realize that, look, we're all human beings. We all, you know, Mirtz Hashem, we should work on ourselves to the point that we like to hear people brag about their own things. We could get there. But Lamaisa, we have to know most people are human beings. It's not healthy to brag, to show off. People show off in actions. People are so unaware of themselves. That's for another shmuz. They don't even chap, they're showing off. But be careful not to show off, not to cause jealousy. And one thing that we touched also, if you want to avoid causing jealousy, is to share. You know, a person that shares his talents with others, it's harder for them to be jealous of it. The same thing we said before, similar to what we said before. Let's say a person is very wealthy. If he gives out his money to people, if he's always giving you money, he's always helping you, you can't be jealous of him. Because jealousy, lying in jealousy is, I don't want him to have this money. But if he's giving this money, he's sharing this money with me, so I want Hashem to give him more and more money because I'm benefiting from it. So a person shares his talents, a person's a Baal Chesed, it's harder to be jealous of him if you're a recipient of that Chesed. Because I want him to be a Baal Chesed, because look how much I gained from his Chesed. A person is a Talmud Chacham to share his knowledge. A person shares, same thing with honor. A person who has a lot of honor given to him, if he gives honor to other people, they'll be less jealous of him, because I like this person having honor. He uses his honor, uses his position of respect to respect others. And we all get from him. The more you share what you have, the less people are going to be jealous of you. Because again, You don't want him to lose it. You don't. The other people don't want you to lose it because they're gaining from you. You know, another reason you don't want to cause jealousy. Also, you cause ayin hara upon her. You can cause ayin hara chas v'shalom upon ourselves. Person, be very careful not to cause jealousy to other people. I know, people are very insensitive in this respect. You know, be very, very careful. You know, we know people that don't have children, and people mamish, you know, in front of them, you know, will play with their baby and do things like that. It's mamish boggles the mind. People have to be very, very sensitive. Obviously, we can't hide our children, you know, in front of people. But to be sensitive, not to people step on them. You mamish can step on someone. You can step on people. You're very careful. You're very careful. You can step on people by showing off. I don't know if you've ever been stepped on. You mamish step on people if you're not careful. First is to work himself. Don't hold yourself with inside. You're wonderful, but don't tell everyone about it. Keep it inside. And all right, Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll speak about COVID.